Welcome to the Thirst World Problems Podcast, where we talk about drinks, current events, music, and more. Now, here's your host, Nick Dugal, and his panel of experts, B, Bell, and the infamous Doc.
How about that?
Well, I don't know if we'll put this on the pod or this will be bonus content or whatever. Okay. We'll figure it out. See, this is actually happening right now. So what me and Nick are talking about right now, this is Bell. Me and Nick are talking about...
Nick and I.
There we go. Grammar police.
Get it right here. Man.
Still hasn't trimmed his
beard
either, man.
I'm a lieutenant.
Okay. But we're just talking about setting the groundwork for season two. So doing some plans. We kind of talked about it with you guys before. So we're just getting you guys, giving you a chance to see kind of behind the mic here as we have some conversations, some plans. If you guys will ever end up hearing this, I don't know, but maybe it's something you're interested in. I know some people have asked, how do we set things up? So here it is.
We're trying to step up our social media game here. Now, Bell, this is what I think. Now, when social media started, Facebook was the big craze. Obviously, before that, there was other things, you know, MySpace, Asian Avenue, Black Planet.
MSN, baby. ICQ.
ICQ, all that, right? But Facebook was the big boom, right? I had a Black Planet account.
But you did.
Yeah, in high school, man.
I'm trying to get them BBs.
The BBCs. No, I'm kidding. So when Facebook started, that's when I feel like the social media boom kicked in, right? And it just skyrocketed
for sure.
up.
For sure.
Now, when did Facebook come out? I'm going to say, it's been 10 years now? Over 10 years?
Over 10 years. There was something crazy. There was just this, things that didn't exist in like 2007. So yeah, maybe just over 10 years or something. I think Facebook was on that list, I think.
Okay, let's say 10 years. Let's just say 10 years to be easier.
Yeah.
So
don't fact check us.
Yeah. So 10 years later, there's other social medias. You know, there's so many different ways. There's Instagram, there's Twitter now, there's Snapchat, there's, you know, Instagram stories. There's so many other ways for people to just socialize and interact that way. Now, with Facebook, I always feel like it's more of the for older families. It's for families now, I think. And I feel like it's not as it's still interactive, but it's not the same as it used to be when you used to post things and people used to talk. And, you know, now it's just more of like, hey, I keep it for, like, I've talked to so many people with this and it's always the same. Yeah, I just keep it because my family's there. I just want to keep in touch with my family. Some people just keep it just for birthdays.
So you remember, hell, that's the only way I know anyone's birthday.
Right, yeah. So, like, I got rid of mine, actually, a few days ago. I just got rid of my Facebook.
Oh, you just got rid of it?
I just got rid of it. Well, I was just thinking, like, if I post something, like, I only post things, like, if I have something funny in my head, I'll post something funny.
Yeah.
And that's it. And then...
And you post it right away to, like, Twitter or IG.
Yeah, and I'll post, like, even on Facebook, I'll post it, right?
Okay.
And I'll see if it bites. My theory is if I get more than 10 likes or whatever responses, then it's a keeper, right? So I do that, but then now I'm thinking, like, okay, like, if I post, I get messages saying, like, oh, hey, how come you don't post, how come you don't post things about, like, your family and stuff, like, or your parents and stuff? Why do we need to post that stuff? Like, you know, I think some people try to, that's their main thing. That's their life. I have to post things so people know.
Well, friends from a distance too, right? Like that's right.
Everyone needs to know what we're doing. Like, for example, I'm not naming names. I know somebody who complains to me all the time about his family. All the time. But yet when they post stuff, they make it seem like they're the best family.
Oh, that sounds like Doc, man.
You know what I mean, though? Like, so I feel like Facebook is like the grandparent of social media now.
Yeah, that's definitely a way to look at it.
Right.
I guess, the one reason I've kept my Facebook, I mean, a lot of that is just what you said, right? Connection to like people, distant people that you don't really see that much or whatever, or birthdays and events. I stopped using it for the longest time, kind of deactivated my account, and then I always get messages being like, people like, how come you're not coming to my party? How come you're not doing this? How come, what about the barbecue? Like, check your Facebook events, man. So I kind of brought it back for that. But the other thing is, like groups, like especially for like sporting events or sports team. A lot of sports teams still use like, well, Recwise anyways, still use that as a calendar, like who's coming to the game, this or that. And then when we started this podcast, there's a lot of podcast groups where you can find information and different things. So just going through and connecting with different groups like that, people who are doing the same kind of shit that you're doing, is one way where I haven't really found that on like IG or Twitter, like the connectivity that way. If like someone posting a topic and like getting an answer back kind of right away. For Twitter, it's kind of there, the environment, but it's just you got to scroll through like, so much or search for so much content.
Like even on Twitter, I sometimes use that as a news source. Like, you just go to search and you see what's trending. Oh, I didn't know, you know, there was a volcano erupting in Hawaii. Like, things like that. You know what I mean? Like, just right on the spot. And then you see videos and people commenting, things like that. Rather than, oh, hey, let's wait for the news to come and check this out, you know?
Yeah.
It's everyone's point of view of what they think, or even the whole Kanye situation. You see tons of people, what people thought. You know what I mean? Like, just, I feel like when someone reads, like if I read you information and you didn't know anything about it, just let's say apples or something in general, and you didn't know anything about apples, and I had all the, according to myself, I feel like I had all the information and I gave you, and I gave you all that information, you're going to absorb it and be like, okay, well, this is right. But you're going to have somebody else and they're going to be like, no, this is what it is. You're just seeing it only on one side. And then you're going to be like, well, no, this is the true source because you got it from the first person. And I feel like sometimes that's what happens when people watch the news, anything else. I feel like Twitter or even Instagram sometimes. Sometimes Instagram is like you get favored on one side. But I feel like Twitter, you see both sides and it makes you choose. And obviously as an adult, you get to see what is truly happening. And right in front of you, right?
So. Well, yeah, that's the benefit, right, is all the extra perspectives that you're able to get. Because I can't remember what it was. Maybe it was when all the stuff in Syria first started, where, like, they tried to control the media leaving the country, right? So everything was kind of blacked out, and you didn't hear too much about it. But on Twitter is where you found out what was kind of, like, really going on and all the different perspectives from people of all the attacks and what was actually going on in the country as opposed to what they were releasing through the media, right?
That's right. So, you know, let's not go a little farther out, but I feel like Facebook isn't the thing, man. I feel like that's the past. That's like the MSN Messenger.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
that could be too, man.
I know. I remember first, maybe a few years ago, I was like, man, we have to be so interactive on Facebook. But now I'm just like, man, honestly, like, I don't even miss it. You know, sometimes you're just like, oh, I'm going to leave for a bit. I remember when I was in school, I was like, you know, I'm going to deactivate it for a bit. But at the same time, while I was studying, I'm just like, man, I have an itch. I have an itch to be back on there. But now I'm just like, I could care less. If anyone, I'm like, even my family members want to know, there's two other ways you could do it. Through Twitter, not even Twitter. Twitter is just me like ranting and just bashing shit. But like Instagram, like I'll post stuff on Instagram, right? But like, or the good old fashioned way. Hey, how's it going? Oh, you know what I mean? Like,
you still know my phone number.
Yeah. So I feel like Facebook is, it's still there, but it doesn't have that, I don't know what the word is. You know when you go to a club?
It doesn't have that cachet anymore, man. Like,
when you go to the club, this new, brand new club for the first time, and it's just so bumping. You know what I mean?
Is that what you called it? Vu in Montreal?
Le Vu. Yeah. Like, it's just so bumping for like, you know, a good few months. And then all of a sudden, a bad group of bad crowd always there. And you're just like, man, I miss the old days. How it was. That's what I feel like how Facebook is. It's just, it was a good club at one point, but just a bunch of baddies are there. And it makes you not want to go anymore.
Say baddies or fatties?
Both. That makes you not want to go there, right? And that's how I view it, right? Like I just think that's how it is.
Fair enough.
Man. So we're gonna do this big. We're gonna go. You know, we're gonna be more interactive on social media. And I feel like our guests, we're gonna step it up a notch. Don't get me wrong. The guests that we've had have been fabulous.
We had a lot of good guests, man.
We're not favoring, but what's one memorable moment you're just like, wow, like, look where I am recording a podcast.
Oh, well, we've had a lot of good conversations. I think some of my favorite, like, guests that we have had been ones where I didn't know much about or didn't expect the conversation to go in that direction. Mm-hmm. There was Ben Troop. That was a fun conversation because we had done a lot of country western singers, and this guy who haven't played in Nashville, Tennessee, that just his perspective on things, mm-hmm. as opposed to what we had heard from the other side of it, mm-hmm. was pretty interesting. The last people that we had on was the Ice Cream King. I think that was our most recent interview. When we're recording this, we probably have two, I think, lined up for today. Mm-hmm. But that was a lot of fun because had no idea where that conversation would go, where it was from.
Yeah.
He had a lot of great stories and was super open to just, like, you know, like shooting the shit with us. And I think those are the best interviews, mm-hmm. when it's just more of a, like, a conversation and, like, you're not really, like, starstruck, or you're not, like, grilling him for, like, well, what's your next project? What are you doing here? Where it's just always about, like, you know, what they're doing, as mm-hmm. opposed to, like, just having a conversation with them and getting stuff away from what they usually do, right? Mm-hmm. Like, that's one of the things that we always talk about.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I feel like sometimes people kind of get mistaken with, you know, you have to have a celebrity on. You have to have some sort of celebrity on your podcast. Not necessarily. Like, you hear the same story. You know, if one celebrity, let's say, for example, Ryan Gosling is on one A podcast, and he goes on B podcast, what do you think he's going to talk about? The same story.
Well, you know that's what I mean? Just it. Like, yeah, when they've got their press junket going, like, you know, that's like,
yeah.
here.
And I feel like when you have up-and-coming artists, you know, people who publish stuff, people who are, you know, footies and just things like that, you get different stories. You know, it may inspire some people. It may, you know, make you realize, wow, like, you know, there's more out there. Like, what, you know, what could I do out there? Right. Just things like that. So I feel like when, you know, people want to do podcasts or want to listen, they just want to listen to, oh, what's behind the scenes of a celebrity. Sometimes it's not the case. Sometimes you may have some good local podcasting and you just don't know it, right? Until you find it. So that being said, I guess you were mentioning a little Nashville. We had a Game 7 last night. Did you watch it?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
great, yeah. Game.
That was fun. That was one of those games where...
I think that first goal where he just kind of, like, just shot it, and somehow it, like, even though he pinned it and somehow I got in, from that point on, I was like, it's going to be a lucky moment. I didn't think it was going to be 5-1, but I just thought, you know, it's going to be... Luck is on our side. And
hashtag God's plan.
God's plan, yeah. And even today, like, who do we got today?
Irv.
We're going to talk to Irv. My boy Irv. We got some Vegas. What are the odds of that, eh? Vegas. We got Winnipeg. One-on-one.
Well, I like this because you just finished your feud with B when he knocked you out of the playoffs.
Yeah,
and now you're ready to take up the gauntlet for the Jets and go at our boy Irv here.
I guess I turned into a Jets fan at the right time. this interview would have been weird if I just had no passion whatsoever. But yeah, it's no, it should be fun with having Irv on here, and we're gonna have a blast. We'll see what Irv's up to. And we'll see what he thinks. He's a season ticket holder, so, you know, we got to ask him how the experience is, you know, having first franchise in Vegas, and just what the atmosphere is like, and
what team he got.
Yeah.
What a team he got. Oh, yeah, we'll save it and get into it with him, but
that's right.
That team's going to change a lot of the rules on how expansion works, and probably not just in the NHL.
Nah, you know what? I think it's only in the NHL, man. Like, look at all the expansions in every other league. Like, you don't get those types of rules. But I feel like, this is my theory, I felt like having a Vegas team, especially the first time in a city like that, they had to hit home runs. So they for sure, like if it was any other, like if it was like a Seattle team or something, like they would have been like, no, veto this trade. No, veto this. No, you're not having this.
Oh, I see. You're saying the front office lit a.
Oh, for sure, man.
There's little side deals for worked sure. out.
Think of how much money these guys are making off of Vegas. Don't get me wrong. Their jerseys are not the greatest. It's slightly catching on to me, but. If I had a free jersey, I still wouldn't wear it.
Oh, I don't know, man. That black and gold looks pretty good. You know what that reminds me of right there? That Thirst World logo.
The Thirst World logo.
Vegas Knights jersey with Thirst World on the back.
Oh, okay. Okay.
That might be nice, man.
I got you. I don't know, man. Like, it's going to be a great series. There's a whiteout. I tried to get tickets, actually, this morning.
Yeah?
I was like, should I get tickets? All right, let's try it. I had the countdown. I was in there for like 5 minutes on my phone just waiting for this countdown to come on. 10 o'clock comes. No tickets available. What? How is this possible? Like, you go on StubHub. People are charging like $600.
Well, I'll talk to you about that off mic here because we do have a line for some tickets. We do have a line for some tickets. But
oh, yeah?
Yeah. Well, let's take a quick break there, and then we'll re-up. We'll get into how the week has been. We'll do a little recap, and then we'll get Irv on the line.
That will be way bigger than Deadpool, man, because you're targeting just guys. Incredibles, you have kids.
You can bring kids to Solo, Star Wars.
Yeah, you can bring kids to that.
You can kiss the Deadpool.
But Incredibles. Girls like cartoons and shit, man. You think girls are going to like go watch Star Wars Solo, man? Fuck that, man.
Solo?
Deadpool, just because of Ryan Reynolds. But
don't they like teddy bears? Chewbacca's a big teddy bear.
Chewbacca's got a side chick in that.
He doesn't have no side chick in
yeah,
that.
Yeah, he has a side chick in that.
No, he
yeah,
does
I swear
not.
To God, man. They were like no, making out in the. I saw it in the trailer.
That's
man.
Probably his wife.
No, man.
Was it human?
Huh? That's Planet of the Apes, man. Wrong movie.
Chewbacca's just Chewbacca, Princess Leia.
Are we waiting for someone?
No, man. We're talking about your disaster of a movie session here. This guy says Incredibles is going to be bigger than.
Can we? You know what? I'm gonna. I'll wait. I'll wait till Irv comes on.
You got something for? He's still talking about movies right now.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just saying, like, 2017 was a bad year for movies. Blockbuster movies. Don't get me wrong.
I think it was a bad. I think, oh man, you know what I've missed? Like, you remember when there used to be like big comedies, like every year? Mm-hmm. You're like, oh, like Step Brothers. Oh, like mm-hmm. Anchorman. Like, mm-hmm. there was always one of those big, crazy comedies mm-hmm. with that all star cast. When's the last big comedy? Like, you're gonna say what? Something Kevin Hart did?
No, don't ever say that. I don't think Kevin Hart ever does.
Like, what was the last big comedy?
Yeah, that's good. That's good. You make a good point.
Man, that's what I miss, man. Owen Wilson and...
Hey, actually, I have a question for you. Speaking of movies, how do you feel about Bad Boys 3 coming?
Bad Boys 3, long overdue, man.
No?
What do you feel about... Bill and Ted 3 coming.
I'm super excited. That's like my childhood, man.
They're just trying to reboot everything right now, man.
Hey, they gotta do what works, man.
So what are you more excited for? Bad Boys or Bill and Ted?
Bill and Ted. I miss it, man. I miss Bill and Ted, man.
That
was good.
I enjoyed it. I like the way it went out and like Reaper, like how they joined had the band going at the end. But I don't know if I'm excited to see another Bill and Ted.
I don't
like,
mind it.
It's kind of the same situation, though, right? Like Bad Boys and Bill and Ted. You had the two megastars of that those franchises go off and have careers and do other movies. And now I'm looking like, what happened to the guy from Bill and Ted? Like, what was it? Is he Bill or Ted? Is it Ted? The blonde guy?
I think it was Ted. I can't remember.
So, like, what happened to that guy after that? Like, those movies were big.
There's always, this is how I always see things. There's the Shawn Michaels of the group, and then there's the Marty Jannetty, right? So, Martin Lawrence, I guess, is the Marty Jannetty, right?
Like, that's just it, too. Like, Martin's just been waiting for this
you know
movie,
what?
Right?
Lately?
What?
Lately,
where has he been?
I feel like lately Will Smith's been the Marty Jannetty, man.
You forget about Bright, though, man. Bright did big things on Netflix.
I still haven't even seen it.
That barely saved his career. That might, isn't it crazy that that might have been the role that saved his career?
You think so?
Well, what did he have before that? Suicide Squad? Like,
mm-hmm.
And I can't name another Will Smith movie. After Earth, was that last thing before that?
Trash. Oh, you know what was big last year? Wonder Woman.
Yeah, Wonder Woman.
That's
was
it.
Big. Yeah. Yeah. There must have been a Marvel movie, too.
There's always a Marvel movie, but Thor. Thor was last. No, Thor was in the fall. But you know what I mean, though? Like, I remember, like, summer. When it comes to movies, like, they used to just advertise the shit out of one movie. Like, the big movie, you're just like, okay, fuck, I'm hyped. I'm going to watch this.
Oh, that was like Bad Boys when it first came out. Remember how much crazy publicity that got?
Like, but I feel like now that since TV is kind of fading, the only reason people watch TV still, sports. And I honestly don't even know what else people watch on TV besides sports.
Well, you still have like your big, like crazy, like mind fuck shows where you had like Lost. I'd put Westworld in that same category.
Yeah.
Crazy big budget things like Game of Thrones.
But you can still see that stuff on demand now. That's the thing.
Well, that's the problem. Like just watching, like where you're like, I have to have cable for. I think it's kind of like Facebook. I think it's like the older generation still has
cable.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
If they had cable.
It's too complicated to set that up.
Well, that's just it, right? Yeah, yeah. But like, yeah, a lot of young people, like, you know, get rid of cable, get rid of landlines. Yeah. And yeah, man, I'm going to stream and torrent my shit.
But yeah, like it's crazy, man. Like how things have changed and, you know, how, like, I always try to think when I'm older. Even though I am older, when I get up there, what's the one thing I'm gonna? What's gonna happen when I go? I can't do this. I miss, you know what I mean? I miss this old thing. You know what I mean? Like just, man, that's just it's just such a weird world we live in.
Oh, dude, that's already started. Like I don't fuck with Snapchat. Like I just
see. I don't even use Snapchat. Like I have it. I used to use it a lot. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, dick pics.
No. That's with the filter, man. Just a dog filter. But no, like, I don't even use that anymore. I just feel like, I don't know. Like, I think the craze was so high for me where I'm like, okay, I got to get this. I want to post this, and this. And I was just like, I'm going to narrow it down to two. Like, why should I be posting all this? You know what I mean? And you realize how much time and effort you put into that.
Oh, fuck yeah, I noticed how
much
time and
effort.
That's even,
like, shows. Like, if you go to a show or a basketball game or a hockey game or something, you see everyone's phones are just up in their face pointing. It's like, okay, that's nice. But I feel like once I realized, hey, man, like, I'm here to enjoy the moment. I'm not here to be sharing my experience. Hey, I'm at the show. Oh, you know, you want people to feel, oh shit, this guy's at the show, man. I'm fucking jealous.
Well, that's it. And that's how crazy,
it's all jealousy, right?
That's how crazy it is like a lot of younger people start to live their life through that, right? Like that's what you start to see is like, it's not about like being at the show.
Yeah.
What it's about is being like people asking you about where you were. Right? Like, oh, you went to that show last night. I saw your post. And like people getting so jacked up off of how many likes and stuff that they get, mm-hmm. like from a picture or something that they post, which gets crazy, man, because you're not living in that moment. I think I realized that a while back, went to this concert and like, I was just first half of it. I was just on my phone so much, like trying to get every song that came on, clip of them, clip of me. Then I was like, after the show, I was like, okay, like my phone was full. It's like, oh, I gotta take, like, you know, I gotta empty my phone, back it up. And I was like, when the hell am I ever gonna look at any of this shit, yeah, man? Yeah. You know, like, yeah. I'm not gonna go back and look at all this footage or anything like that. Even if I post it, I'm not gonna be like, post 2 hours of this concert or whatever. So yeah, it's just like, fuck this.
Like, don't get me wrong. Like, I'll post stuff. I've changed it differently. Because before I used to be like, hey, let's do video, funny videos. Let's do memes. And not even memes. It's just, let's just do funny videos every time. Then I'm like, this is kind of silly. Why am I doing funny videos? Like, sometimes you're just looking and you're like, what made me think of posting that, right? Then I'm like, hey, you know what? I'll just do stuff when I travel. Like, that's better, right? People can see exactly what it is. It's funny how the world is, man.
Says the old man. There,
says the right? old man. It's time to retire the game.
Pretty much. I'm telling you, though, these drinks are pretty nice.
These are delicious, but I had the, I think the syrup in the end hit me.
Yeah. See, I didn't
realize you were supposed to mix it.
Yeah, you give that little shake. Yeah. But I don't normally drinks with tequila there, so I kind of altered a recipe there. This was supposed to be...
What's in there?
It was supposed to be a drink called Something Wicked. So,
okay. So what's
we
it
gave
now?
It a Winnipeg spin on it there.
Why Winnipeg spin?
Why Winnipeg spin?
Why not a Bell spin on it there?
I could have done that too. A little 204, little 204 twist.
Oh, added to that. That's what I was going to talk about. I totally forgot.
That's what. Let me finish off of talking about this delicious drink here, though.
I'm serious.
Because you asked what was in it. Yeah. We've got.
I kind of just stopped caring. Sorry, my mistake. Go on.
We got two shots of tequila in there. We got a shot of Soho, and then we've got just a little bit of white rum.
Nice Montego.
And then we've mixed it in with. Pineapple juice, of course, because I like my pineapple juice. Orange juice.
Wow, I posted what this drink was on like the Instagram story.
Oh yeah,
totally wrong. I missed 80% of the ingredients.
And then we just put a squeeze of lime juice in there and sat it on a bed of grenadine, right? A little Caribbean strawberry syrup, product of Jamaica.
Look at that.
Right. Tasty.
I'm currently. No, we're having a. Do we have like a shout out? Are we doing a shout out after?
We do have a shout out.
Okay. Maybe we'll do that after. Maybe we'll talk to Irv and then we can do a shout out.
Sounds good.
And then maybe Irv can have his thoughts.
On the shadow?
On the shadow.
Yeah, we can get Earth.
Let's mix it all in. Let's mix it all in.
Just free-flowing here today, so...
It's like we're mixing a brownie and we're putting it in a microwave. We're doing it that style. We're not putting it in the oven. We're putting it in the microwave. Oh,
that's an odd way to do baking, but hey, you heard it here first, Thirst World. Yeah, now the drinks are starting to hit because he's getting some wacky ideas over here, man.
It's always wacky.
So we'll take a break and then rejoin with Irv.
Absolutely.
Thirst World.
Holy, I feel like our.
This is Bell coming at you from behind the mic on Thirst World Problems. And first off, I just want to thank all of our listeners, all of our subscribers, for all the kind words that you guys have had on our Instagram, on our Twitter. I just want to thank you guys again for all the support that you guys have shown us, telling your friends about the show, subscribing. It's been awesome, kind of overwhelming at times. And so a big thank you to all of you that listen to the show. Now, also a big thank you to our haters, because you guys keep our inboxes filled with very, I guess, opposite of kind, so very negative comments, but that's okay too. That means that you're listening, or you've at least listened at some point. Appreciate the download. Keep on hating. The other thing I want to talk to you guys about is a new segment that we're planning for season 2. One of the segments is going to be called Drunken Stories, and it's probably exactly what you think. So on the show, Nick and B and myself are going to be sharing some of the stories that we've had in the past, where we've had maybe one too many or a dozen to drink, and now we've landed ourselves in some awkward situations. For example, maybe there was a time that someone drank too much and ended up sleeping under a pool table. Maybe there was another time someone drank too much and ended up sleeping on a park bench in Montreal. And pissing on a cop car. That was fun. But there's also the time where one of us walked home with their gitch around their feet, using that as a shoe, while their t-shirt was in their pocket, walking through a very posh neighborhood. Who was it? You'll have to tune into season 2 to find out. But the best part about season 2 is going to be, we're also going to get a little bit more interactive in season 2. So what we're going to ask you to do is to write down your stories or record them. And we want you to send them in to thirstworldpod@gmail.com. Or either send them to our Twitter, our Instagram at thirstworldpod on Twitter, Instagram, like I just said. But I'm saying it again because I like to say Twitter and Instagram and thirstworldpod. Anyways, send us those stories. We'll review them. And you know what? We're going to share some of the best ones on air so your stories can be shared with your friends. And you know what? You're going to be able to laugh at theirs because they're going to be sending theirs in too. So it's a cool way for all of us to be able to share some of our stories that we're a little bit embarrassed about. Maybe use a fake name. If you're proud, hey, use your own name. But we'll kind of protect you that way. But we're going to have fun together, laugh at each other, and remember, drink responsibly.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, this is Thirst World Problems, and we're bringing you that friction. In this segment, we're going to be hitting you with those twisted questions, the ones that hurt feelings, start fights, and leave you wondering, what would you do if you were in that situation? So sit back, relax, and get ready to lose your shit.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're back with another friction question here on Thirst World Problems. We've got my man Nick here tonight.
Hello.
What? That was just the nicest hello I think I've ever heard from you.
What do you mean?
Hello. Hi, everybody. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
I don't talk what?
That was that hello, man.
I don't talk like that.
And that laugh you hear on there is Irv.
Excuse me.
Hey, fellas. Hey, what's going on, y'all?
Just laughing at Nick's expense over here, man. You know what I'm talking about.
You're always laughing at Nick's expense.
Yeah, man. That's so rude, man. Hello. What's wrong with saying hello?
I'm not saying anything wrong. It's very nice.
That's very kind. It's a right. Very nice, reassuring voice.
There you go.
Thank you, Irv.
At least Mr. Rogers over here, man.
Continue, sir.
I just can't take you seriously. Okay, so friction question for this week. Starts off nice and easy. Think about your own personal career aspirations, like where you would like to get to with your career or your side business, your side hustle, whatever it is. Where would you like to end up with that? Think about it personally so that you have your own vision of what success looks like for you in your mind. Okay? So now.
Got it.
The question is this. It's one of those alternate beings comes to you and call it a genie, whatever it is. Time stops. Genie comes up to you. It's like, hey, man, you got your, I know that you've been dreaming about this, getting to this point. Here's what I'll do for you. I'll let you accomplish your career aspirations. I'll let you accomplish your goals here if you kill this beautiful puppy that he presents right in front of you. What would you do in this situation? Let's start with Nick.
Who goes first, Nick or I?
We'll start with Nick.
Ooh. So it's basically, do I kill this puppy for my dreams? Absolutely, I would.
It's a beautiful little chihuahua.
Even better. I'm not going to stop. Nothing will stop me to achieve my dreams.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
No, we should have said that in a nice little voice that you had.
Nothing will stop me. I mean, nothing will stop me from my dreams of being a Colombian drug lord. No. Hey, you got to do what you got to do just to get ahead of the game.
Get rich or die trying is Nick's response.
That's a great album. I should name that.
Yeah.
If I ever had made
it. I wish I'd have thought of that.
Yeah. I should make a movie out of that.
All right, Irv, now the ball is in your court.
All right, well.
Or the dog is in your
lap. I don't really like dogs.
The dog is in your lap.
I don't really like.
Wait, hold on. Sorry, sorry,
like
sorry.
Eight years old.
Sorry, I got to interrupt you right there. I don't really like dogs to this day.
No, I do not like dogs. I'm scared of dogs. I really don't like them.
All sizes?
If it's a big dog, I definitely don't want any parts. If it's a German Shepherd, that's the kind of dog that bit me in the butt. I want zero parts. If the dog's slightly neurotic and friendly, not lick me in the face friendly, but it's kind of a silly dog that's smart, I can tolerate it. But otherwise, I really don't like dogs. So I don't really like killing things. But since it's a dog and I don't really like them, yeah, the dog's going to die.
All right. Fair enough.
I guess that was easy.
Well, that was the easy one. Yeah, okay.
No friction there.
Well, no friction at all. Smooth sailing for you cats. Yeah. Eh?
We should call this segment smooth sailing.
Okay. So now we've got a little bit of a twist to it. Say, so now instead of a puppy, the genie's like, oh, okay. So if you really want to accomplish your aspirations, instead of a puppy, what you have to do now is murder this stranger. So now we've changed
it.
No hesitation.
No hesitation.
Friction, absolutely not.
Absolutely not. In no way, shape, or form.
No way.
Stranger. No one will ever know.
The only way that I could kill someone is if I have to choose between life and death.
All right, well.
If it's either his or hers or mine. That's really the only way.
Okay. So, Nick, after hearing that, what is your response? Why was it so easy for you to kill in this situation? Let's make that clear.
I feel like it's an opportunity of a lifetime.
It is.
That's how I looked at it. I didn't look too deep into it. I feel like if I look too deep, then it will make things worse. But if I just go at it, go with the answer and stick with it and not think about it, then that's it. And then I achieve my dream.
Okay. So pure calculation on your part. Cold calculations.
Pure analytics.
Numbers game.
Yeah, there you go, right?
I'm a numbers guy.
That's a great answer. What do you think I was going to do? I'm a numbers guy. Had to go.
Yeah.
Okay. So now this is the final twist here, right? So we kind of like to work our way up to what could be the most friction here. So here we go. Here's what it is. So this time, what the genie presents to you is a scenario. The scenario is this. A friend of yours is going to be, the genie tells you, he's going to be, or she, is going to be super successful. They are on a path right now that all their dreams and hopes are going to come true if they continue on this path. What the genie offers you is that if you agree to the genie's terms, what he'll do is kind of reverse fortunes. So he'll give you all the success and dreams and goal accomplishments that you want. But in exchange, he's going to take that away from your friend or family member. They will no longer be successful to the point that they would have been. They won't be destitute, but they won't ever accomplish their dreams.
Now, which brother of mine is it?
I'm guessing with you, it might not even matter.
With my calculations, it doesn't matter. Which one. I couldn't do it. It's too close to home.
Okay.
And then I got to see them like all upset. I do have a heart.
They would never know that it was you that caused
yeah,
this.
Yeah, but I know it's me.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. And Irv?
Much like Nick, I can't see other people suffer like that, mm-hmm. especially if it's like a family member. So I only have one sibling, my sister. Mm-hmm. I couldn't see my sister suffering, especially if I knew I had played any kind of part into it or, my good friends, most of my really, really good friends I've known since childhood. I couldn't see them suffer like that. So there's no way I could take their dreams and aspirations away from them. I wouldn't be able to live with myself. No way.
Now, if it was my cousins, I would do it 8 times in a row.
If it was my ex-wife, I'd do it every day, all day for the next 1,000 years.
I thought you were going to say if it's my baby mama. Just that's fantastic.
Stay out of the strip clubs. All right. Well, boys, thank you for playing along. That was fun. That was a good conversation. Some insight there. We butted heads a little bit. But in the end, it seems that you guys aren't the most despicable people that I know. So that's enough to drink to that. So thanks again.
And here. Dilly dilly.
That's right. Cheers to that. Irv, thank you. Thank you for being on, man. It's always an honor and pleasure to talk to you, man. I definitely will see you very soon.
We need to get this guy on more often, I think. Let's see what we can do.
I agree. I think, Irv, you've made the cut. I think you're the man. You're ready.
Well, thank you, fellas. I appreciate this more than you ever know. Anytime I am available, I will hook in. Let's do this.
All right.
The ugly duckling turned into the beautiful swan.
There you go. See?
Thanks for listening to the Thirst World Problems Podcast. For more exclusive content, follow us on Instagram @ Thirst World Pod. Make sure to subscribe, like, and share.